End of John's second letter. John's third letter. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I desire that in all things thou shouldest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. For I rejoiced exceedingly when the brethren came and bore testimony to thy holding fast the truth, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than these things that I hear of my children walking in the truth. Beloved, thou doest faithfully in whatever thou mayest have wrought towards the brethren, and that strangers, who have witnessed of thy love before the assembly, in setting forward whom on their journey worthily of God, thou wilt do well. For the name have they gone forth, taking nothing of those of the nations. We therefore ought to receive such, that we may be fellow workers with the truth. I wrote something to the assembly, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the first place among them, receives us not. For this reason, if I come, I will bring to remembrance his works which he does, babbling against us with wicked words. And not content with these, neither does he himself receive the brethren. And those who would, he prevents, and casts them out of the assembly. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He that does good is of God. He that does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has witness borne to him by all, and by the truth itself. And we also bear witness, and thou knowest that our witness is true. I had many things to write to thee, but I will not with ink and pen write to thee, but I hope soon to see thee, and we will speak mouth to mouth. Peace be to thee. The friends greet thee. Greet the friends by name.